Episode 2, the second installment of DB2Bets. I am your host, Josh Elijah. To my right, Mikey Fulmer is not actually here. Whoa, plot twist. But to my right is Birdman, a.k.a. Jesse McKay, a.k.a. Birdman, a.k.a. Jesse McKay, whatever flows off your fucking tongue. Brr, brr, brr. How you doing, baby?
What's up, man?
Oh, man, just hanging out, just fucking feeling weird, feeling a little itchy right now, feeling a little naked with my fucking new dude. Man, this is it's weird. It's
who
weird.
Stole my co-host and where is he? I need to know.
Everyone's been asking me, to like, dude, did you have to dye your hair blonde because you lost some bets on your first episode of DB2Bets? And I'm like,
that's honestly what I thought.
Like, sure, let's go with that. Let's do that. It's either that or I just spotted too many gray hairs on my dome. So
I love it, man. It's such a good look for you.
Yeah, really? Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Oh,
I love it. You kind of make me want to do the same thing, but I feel like it would fry what remaining hairs I have left on my dome.
You should do it. Maybe not for this episode, but let's come up with something maybe for like the Stanley Cup Finals or something like that, where if we have a friendly bet if you lose, then you have to dye your hair blonde. And then if I lose, I mean, my hair is already blonde, so I'll just have to do something else ridiculous, like I don't know, maybe something to do with Yup Beer, which, by the way, I'm not drinking any Yup Beer right now. Shout out to our sponsors, Yup Beer. Find them at yupbeer.com for a store near you. But no, this little drink over here, Vodka Sodes. I feel like it's going to be the summer of vodka. Last summer, I think it was the summer of gin, but we're going to switch back to the vodka.
I respect it.
Summer. Yes, absolutely. As always, this is brought to you by BetStamp, our boys over at BetStamp. Jump on either to the Apple App Store or Google Play to be able to download the BetStamp app to find all the best lines. But if you're in Ontario, we are actually linked with a bunch of different sports books. So make sure you go to betstamp.app/Ontario and be able to link yourself to all the different sports books and use promo code DB2 baby, to be able to get all of those sweet sign-up bonuses. But yeah, no, we got a lot to cover today. This is straight up puck, bro. We're going straight up puck here. Lots of games that are on the docket for Thursday, May 5th, and we're gonna start right from the very top, right from the get go. We are gonna go with the Rangers and the Penguins. This one here I've been racking my brain over this, especially after that overtime thriller. Like, man, it was just what a battle between these two. I personally have the Penguins to win this series in my bracket, but you know, going into game two in MSG, I'm kind of feeling the Rangers. I don't know about you. What do you think there, Bird?
The Rangers are hot, man. They're hot dudes, man. I like them. I actually like them to win the series. Yeah, I know you can't count out Sid and Co, but I just like the makeup of the team better, and the Penguins have been running into some injury trouble lately, so that's looking kind of scary, you know.
Of course,
I'm not sure how I feel about that.
It's injury trouble when it comes to goaltending.
Yeah, so last night's game, triple overtime. I mean, I was at a freaking concert and I got home and that game was still going. I was like,
how nuts is that?
Yeah. Man. I hear Casey DeSmith is day to day, and like, I'm not really sure what's going on with that, but I think they're going with Louis Domingue. My apologies if that's not how you pronounce it, but
it definitely isn't. I think we're just butchering his name right now, but Domingue, I think.
If they go with him, I don't know, I'm not feeling confident with them. What do you think?
Who, Yeah, I mean, I definitely think, look, it's tough to go against the Sid and Co. It's I don't know. I see them going into the second round, but especially against this younger Rangers team. Even so, I just don't think that they're going to go down 2-0 at home. And I've been chatting with this with some of our friends and just getting some takes with them as well. And there will be a team that goes down 2-0 after having home ice advantage. I just don't think it's going to be the Rangers. I think that they're actually going to pull this one out, game two on Thursday. So for me, I like them straight up. I don't know about you. What are you thinking?
So I'm with you there. I'm going to take the Rangers money line. Minus 135 at Coolbet. You can go place your bet there. That's going to give you the best return. I like the way it stinks.
Like the way you smell it. Look, and we've done all the research for you. We've gone through all the different sports books. Coolbet for us. I don't know about you, Jesse, but there's just the user interface altogether. I think it's very intuitive, especially if you're a new sports bettor as well. I like using Coolbet. I think it's a great app. I think it's a great sports book. So we got a ton of Coolbets. Coolbets bets.
Pretty
cool bet, bruh. So I think I like that. Minus 135 is the best odds you're going to get across any sports book available now. So if you go Rangers minus 135 on Coolbet, I think that's going to be one that we're going to roll with. I think we're going to roll with it. But you know, we'll leave it there. We've had a chance to chat a little bit here, and I know that you have another pick for the same game.
Yeah,
maybe maybe a potential fruit and yogurt parfait.
Oh, I don't mind me a parfait every once in a while.
I mean, I am lactose intolerant, but you know, do mind myself a nice little parfait every now and then. But yeah, too much information. Man. Let's talk about the second leg of this.
I'm gonna go with the over 5.5 goals, and you can find that at Betway minus 130. Is going to give you the best one there. And Here's my reason why. We just talked about Louis Domingue starting in net. He's been a career backup his whole career. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's only started 4 games in the last 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
He started 2 games this year. So he's not even the actual backup for this.
He's an AHL goalie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's not even the actual backup for this team. That's Casey DeSmith, who is now day to day. So I don't know. This kind of scares me a little bit. I know they won, but if he's starting in net, I'm not confident that he's going to be able to stop a lot with the Rangers offense. This game could be a barn burner. And you look at Shesterkin, like this guy just put on a show in that game. 3 overtimes, he only allowed 4 goals on 83 shots.
That's incredible.
9.52 save percentage for that game.
What a game.
This guy is a stud. So I don't know about you, but I think taking the over on 5.5, that could be a fun little sprinkle on your night there.
Well, if you are going to do the parlay, then it would have to be under the same betting site. So it would be Coolbet. So Coolbet has them actually at 6 goals for plus 113.
I still like it. I like the way it smells.
I think I do too. Yeah. I think I like the way it stinks. It's got a good stench on it.
I smell it.
Yeah, we smell that. So okay, if you're gonna go with the fruit and yogurt parfait, we're looking at the Rangers straight up, minus 135 on Coolbet, and then the over 6 plus 113 on Coolbet. So that's if you want to go the parlay, but if you want to separate them, better odds are over at Betway for the over 5.5 minus 130. I like it.
Yep. I like it.
We're going to mark that down because it's probably going to make it to the end of the show there. I got check marks along all 3 of them. Moving over to the Panthers. This is actually one from our boy Mikey, who is out there doing the Lord's work right now. he fucking is. He wanted to talk about the Panthers. Bit of a bounce back game there. Do you like them blowing them out by more than 2 goals? Or 2 goals or more, because as of right now, it's looking like minus 1.5, plus 111 on Coolbet as well. Oh, some friendly faces over Coolbet. Look at that. Giving us some nice odds. Yeah, wow. Yeah. What do you think? Do you think the Panthers have what it takes?
I do. And this goes along with what you were saying about, you know, the teams going down 2-0 at home. I don't think it's going to happen with them either. They were the best team in hockey for a reason. And they were historically had like an insane offensive season. I think they scored the most goals in a season, period. Did they not? Mm-hmm. So I like it. And I think they even up the series going to Washington.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Washington is always going to be a challenge, but I definitely think that, you know, the Panthers, I like them to bounce back. Mm-hmm. I definitely do. And I'm going to take Mikey's advice on this as well. And I'm going to preach it to the choir right now. It's going to go -1.5 +111 on Coolbet. So our boys at Coolbet also giving us amazing odds over there. Yeah, I definitely like it. I definitely like it. I actually have the Panthers to win everything. Not even wow. Confirmed. Yeah. And it's not even, you know, who knows? They might not even make it out of the first round. So mm-hmm. I definitely think that the Panthers will be able to even it up at home, going back over to Washington. So I do like that as well. Talked about the Avalanche. Talk to me about that, because man, did they put on a show.
Oh man. Day. Yeah. I mean, Big Save Dave, kind of a misleading name, just saying.
no shit.
Yeah. So I'm taking Colorado in this one on the spread. -1.5 mm-hmm. at -143 at Coolbet once again.
Our boys is over on cool freaking fire.
Man. Pretty freaking cool bets over there.
Yeah. Love it. Yeah, the cool. Yeah, man. Again, just can't say enough about these guys. Coolbet. Make sure you go check them out. Open up their open up an account with them. Make sure you use that promo code DB2 and then be able to get those sign up bonuses that are available on our landing page if you're in Ontario. Betstamp.app/Ontario. Otherwise, just download the app and throw us in the referral code and you'll be able to hook it up. But yeah, man. No, love it. Avalanche. Mm-hmm. I'm definitely into that -1.5, -143. On Coolbet.
What I'll say is I think as long as UC Saros is out of this series, it's no question. It's Avalanche all the way.
And easy. Yeah.
We're going to see lopsided scores like the first game.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm ready to hammer that. The last one, and we're sticking straight puck here. We're not touching baseball. We're not touching basketball or anything. We're just sticking with puck for this episode. And I do want to sprinkle something over on the Stars Flames game. And I've been bouncing back and forth whether or not I want to go over or under 5.5 goals. Any idea which way that you want to be able to lean there, Birdman?
I mean, it's tough. You don't want to look at game one and use that as an indication, right? Because I think we can both agree that that was a bit of an anomaly, right?
Yeah, but Dallas only had about 16 shots on goal, and the majority of them weren't even good. So
are you serious?
Yeah. So, no, I mean,
that's really bad.
I feel like the Flames and the Stars, like they are offensive teams. Like they do know how to put points on the board. So I'm kind of leaning towards a 5.5 over. I'm leaning towards that because I've seen a couple sixes out there. I've seen a couple sixes. Don't know if I like the six. I think I'm more of a 5.5 kind of guy.
That's like the Rangers money line. I liked the 5.5 for that reason.
You know? Yes, exactly. Because you know, if we go over to six, we don't want to be talking about any sort of pushes or anything like that here. So mm-hmm. I do like the 5.5, but the six, it's like if you're going to go under, then I would say go with the six. And I don't know,
dude, that top line on Calgary was like the best line in hockey. I love that line. You saw two guys get over 100 points. Mm-hmm. I think you're on to something with the over. I like it.
I think I like the over too, man. And you know, if you want to go under six, Coolbet again, they have it at -156. That's the only six that I can find on the board there, which means that everyone else has the 5.5. And I think the 5.5, well, the 5.5 looks like it's paying out more. If you end up going with the over simply because of that 1-0 game. I just don't think you're going to see another 1-0 game.
No. And like Dallas's goalie, he's great, but he's a young kid.
Ottinger.
Otter, the Ott man. Ott. Yeah, it's kind of his first go at it, right? So
yeah,
he had a fantastic performance, but I don't know if you see that again. So
no, definitely don't. And the best lines that we could find are over 5.5, either on Bet99 or MGM. And that is at -105 if you're going with the over there. So I think that's where I want to go. Are we good to go with that over?
Yeah. I think I'll stick with that.
I think so too. So I think we actually, you know, when it boils down to it, we have basically another 5 bets to go into our next segment. And by the way, look, these are let me make something crystal clear here, because last week we obviously did not do very well. We went 1 win, 4 losses, and yeah, first episode we're just kind of, you know, feeling things out. And we've already gotten some haters online for it, which is absolutely fantastic. If you think that we're fucking morons, which, you know what, jury's out on that. Fucking are.
It's debatable,
especially this guy over here who fucking went bleach blonde. But look, if you're not going to take our advice, just do the fucking opposite. Just do it. We're just telling you where to find the best odds, which is at BetStamp. But aside from that, if you think that we're fucking wrong, do the exact opposite and let us know so that we can actually change our tone and maybe make some adjustments for our next episode.
Maybe we can have you on the show and maybe you can tell us what to do. How about
that? Yeah. The fucking whoever's clowning us online, we can have the feature clown of the week.
Do I hear an idea for a new segment?
A new segment? Yeah, it's just my dad on every week. Yeah, you fucking, I didn't raise you like that. But yeah, no, if you have any sort of I guess ideas about what we could be doing better when it comes to our bets, if you just see us, because let me tell you, it was a bloodbath last week. Our first episode, not the way we wanted to come out of the gates when it came to our picks, especially putting shit out online. So
hey, listen, the only one we got right was mine, so I'm just
I'm in the
clear here.
The Leo Vegas fucking betting site that I may never use again. Just kidding, Leo Vegas, you're fine. But for the rest of them, yeah, no, that was the other thing with the Jazz over under. I had the fucking calculations on it and we didn't end up going with it. Sometimes you just got to listen to your heart, right? Yep. Just like the song, listen to your heart.
Love that.
But do you know what time it is? Can you smell it? Can you smell it here right now?
I think it's time for the pick and roll.
Bing, bing, bing. Yay. It's the pick and roll, baby. We are going to stick with all of our bets that we have made, and they're all found on the BetStamp app. One more time for the people. Check us out at betstamp.app/Ontario or download the BetStamp app wherever you get your applications for your telephone, for your iPad, for your fucking Android, whatever the fuck you're using. You can find the app anywhere. You can find it basically.
I think we have a code. How do you spell it?
A DBT with a D and a B and a 2. DBT is the promo code. That's easy. All you need to know. It's easy peasy lemon squeezy. First
if you
up,
can't spell that, then there's something wrong with you.
Then I guess we got to school you even more. So first off, we're going with the Rangers straight the fuck up -135. You can find that on Coolbet. If you want to parlay that, you can parlay it with the over 6 +113 on Coolbet as well. So again, fruit and yogurt parfait for the straight up one -135 on Coolbet with the Rangers, and then you can go with the over. Over 6 points, +113 on Coolbet. If you want to separate those bets, then do so. Over 5.5. If you like that over under better, you go over 5.5 at -130 on Betway. Love Betway, by the way. Great app to be able to use. You can find that also on the App Store as well. Moving on, we have the Panthers -1.5 +111 on Coolbet. Boys over at Coolbet. Moving forward to that, after we have the Avalanche at -1.5 -143 also. You guessed it, on Coolbet. And then the Stars Flames over 5.5. You can find that on Bet99 or BetMGM -105. Those are our picks for Thursday, May the 5th, 2022. Buddy, let's just see how this goes. I'm excited to see this episode and how it pans out, especially with just going straight puck. I mean, like, what's better than playoff hockey? Am I right?
Yep, you're right. Let's at least go 2 for 4 this time.
Yeah, you know what? We're going 4 for 4. We're going 5 for 4. Even fucking who knows? We're even better at those many games. But yeah, man. No, we very, very excited moving into the summer days as well. Make sure to check out our regular podcast as well, our long form interview podcast, just the Down by Two podcast. You can find us anywhere that you listen to your podcast, whether it's Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Just make sure that you like, you share, subscribe, share with your mom, your dad, your friends, your G mama, your grandpapa, all of them. But make sure that you check out the Betstamp app as well, because that is literally where we get all of our odds that are basically fueling the show. So make sure you check that out. For Josh Elijah, Jesse McKay, man, and for Michael Fulmer, shout out to Michael Fulmer for throwing in a couple of bets here as well. We'll be back next Wednesday recording for the Thursday games. Peace out, be safe,
later.
DB2 Bets is brought to you by Betstamp. Visit betstamp.app/Ontario. Use promo code DB2 to find your favorite sports book. And by Yup Beer, award-winning craft light lager. Visit yupbeer.com to find a store near you.